This is Long-Term Care Connections for October 25th, 2023. Brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. CMS has updated the MDS manual to correct errors. The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services has posted errata updates to the Minimum Data Set Resident Assessment Instrument Manual effective October 1, 2023. Provider MDS nurses and staff responsible for completing the specific sections of the MDS or care area assessment requirements who are impacted by this update should review and implement it as soon as possible. These MDS manual errata updates follow the recently announced MDS item sets updates. You can read the errata updates on cms.gov or find this issue of LTC Connections on waca.org for the direct link. CMS Staffing Minimum Requirements Hearing. On Wednesday, October 25, the Health Subcommittee of the U.S. House of Representatives Energy and Commerce Committee held a hearing on the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services proposed staffing minimums in skilled nursing. Experts like you participated to educate federal legislators about the damage this regulation would cause. The committee chair, Washington's 5th District Representative Kathy McMorris-Rogers, has publicly stated her opposition to this proposed rule based on her concern about the long-documented workforce shortage in this sector. WACA will provide a separate update on the key takeaways from this hearing next week. Here is this week's association news. Today's grassroots update is about protecting your facility from the CMS staffing minimum. This Halloween isn't just fun and games. There's a real monster snooping around your facility's door. CMS's proposed minimum staffing mandate threatens your ability to care for residents and disregards foundational qualities that make Washington's long-term care system one of the nation's best. You can stop this ill-considered rule from wreaking havoc. But you only have until November 6th to do it. Visit waca.org to check out our handy guide to help your staff, residents, and families understand this issue. Then, submit your comment to CMS before the November 6th deadline and encourage them to do the same. You can shape workforce policy. Participate in the Health Workforce Sentinel Network. Your voice matters in shaping healthcare in Washington. By completing a brief survey, you will improve policymakers' understanding of Washington's health workforce needs. Here's three reasons why your participation matters. 1. You will drive meaningful change. Previous findings from the Sentinel Network have helped state legislators, educators, and other healthcare organizations create new workforce strategies. 2. You will inform statewide planning. For example, past findings played a pivotal role in improving behavioral health planning and workforce policies in Washington. 3. You will gain valuable insights. Respondents can view findings on the Sentinel Network dashboard to learn new strategies for responding to health workforce challenges. You can find the direct link to the survey in this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. The deadline to participate is November 10th. The 2024 AHCA NCAL Quality Awards are almost here. Remember, the intent to apply deadline for the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living 2024 Quality Awards is Tuesday, November 16th. WACA will be holding a two-part Quality Award Bronze Training Workshop on November 8th and 15th. This virtual workshop is your opportunity to complete the Bronze Award application from beginning to end, with coaching support along the way from our expert facilitators. Visit the education calendar on waca.org to register today. The Northwest Healthcare Response Network is offering an upcoming emergency exercise. This exercise is scheduled for Friday, November 3rd, at 9 a.m. By actively participating in this exercise, healthcare organizations like yours play a pivotal role in helping test NWHRN's ability to reach partners swiftly and effectively during times of crisis. This exercise is an excellent opportunity to enhance our collaborative response and ultimately improve our emergency preparedness. For more details, including registration requirements, a link to sign up, and a list of current participants, visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Wednesday, November 8th, Part 1 of the AHCA NCAL Bronze Quality Award Workshop. Part 2 will be held on Wednesday, November 15th. This is a virtual workshop. Thursday, November 9th. The Unexpected Benefits of Client-Centered Care, Pain Reduction, Skin Integrity, and Reduced Falls. This is a WACA webinar with special reduced rate for members. Wednesday, November 29th. An opportunity for providers to connect virtually with RCS leadership to learn more about their strategies and to share issues and challenges providers face. Ask questions and get answers. Registration for this event is free, and sessions are available for both skilled nursing and assisted living providers. Tuesday, December 5th kicks off the Assisted Living Care Academy. This expansive four-part training is held entirely virtually. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the education calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.